Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney.
Co-host, Americus Cheney.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to get ready to introduce our panel. Amen. We have an awesome panel here. Start out with, go ahead, Pastor.
Pastor Terrence Sapp, Thomas Chapel Church of God by faith.
Amen.
Prophet Walter Evans, Soul Harvest Ministries.
Apostle J.L. Reed, Mighty Rushing Wind Ministry Center.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We also have another bishop that's coming with us today, Bishop Lewis Jackson. Praise God. I guess he'll call in a few. Amen. Praise God. But we have an awesome topic for you today, which is, I know it's going to bless you. Amen. As you listen and just allow it just to bless your spirit. We're going to be talking about free from fear. Amen. Free from fear. Praise God. And how many of you know we as people of God, we are free from fear. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And you know, sometimes if we allow fear to come on us, you know what happens? It causes us to be, you know, helpless, hopeless, because that's the type of picture that it paints. You know, and sometimes fear tries to steal our peace and concentration. But we as people, God, we cannot allow it to happen. Amen. The enemy, you know, even what's going on today, the enemy try to even make us, you know, think hard on the election and what if this person get in the seat and that person get in the seat and what can happen. But how many of you know that God got it no matter what? Amen. And then even with what goes on around us today with, you know, so many things happening, you think about safety for your family, you know, and then even you, when you go to the doctor and you get a bad report, the enemy try to bring fear on you like that as well. Praise God. Amen. But you know, I mean, you know that God don't want us to worry about anything. Praise God. Amen. And if we get a bad report, amen, we don't have to fear. Praise God, because God got us. Amen. And some of you today may have even lost your job. But I mean, you know, when one door shut, God opened another door. Praise God. And some of you may even be going through some things in your relationship. Praise God. Even in your marriage, you know, you may be having a hard time and, you know, and stuff like that. But I mean, you know that God still got you and you don't have to fear. Praise God. Amen. Now, all of this stuff I mentioned can cause you to lose your focus. Amen. It can even cause you to lose your trust. Praise God. Amen. But you know what? It's a song that I love, and that is 34th Songs. In 34th Songs, it says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from out of all of my fears. Don't that sound good? I sought the Lord. That means we seek him. And guess what? Any fear that may come upon us, he said he going to deliver us. You see what it says? He delivered us out of all I fear. That means anything you may fear today, he will deliver you. Ain't that awesome to know? Praise the Lord. Amen. But we have an awesome panel here today that's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. As we talk about fear, I guarantee you they're going to bless your hearts. And by the time you finish listening, you're going to feel a whole lot better you felt before you started out. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to first of all, praise God. I'm going to start out, amen, with Apostle. Praise the Lord. I'm going to start out, praise God. Praise God with Apostle. Praise God. What is fear, and how do you define fear?
Oh, that's a powerful question, because when we always talk about fear, yes, it's linked up to this world in itself, but fear goes beyond that, especially if you're a child of God, is distrust.
Yes, yes.
The Bible said the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. So when you fear the Lord, reverential fear and awareness of God.
Yes.
So when we fear him and his greatness, not what he can do against us, but in awe of who the person of who God is. And so the reference to fear is different from the reference of fear pertaining to worldly fear.
Yes, yes.
And it's an emotional state of one's being, and I don't want to get too theoretical or too platonic in what I say, because a lot of people, they begin to characterize it as a phobia, and which it is. It's a phobia when you talk about fear. Job said, the thing that I least feared have come upon me. It's a phobia. Mm-hmm. You're living in a phobia.
Amen. That is awesome. Praise the Lord. And I'm just, praise God. I'm going to go to Apostle Reed. Go ahead and expound on that. What is fear? Thank you, Apostle. What is fear, and how do we define it? Amen.
Amen. When I looked at that, I thought about that we have a fear of what people say about us.
Yes.
And we're afraid of how people think about us. So we got to get beyond what people say about us and not be afraid, because what God has said is what matters.
Amen.
What God has said. See, we got to understand that people's hang up is not my hiccup.
I like that. Amen.
You know, so you can say what you want. Even when I came to join the Sons and Daughters of Elijah, people were coming out the woodwork saying other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can't allow what people say to ensnare me, to entrap me, according to what God has told me.
Yes, yes.
So I can't let their hang up be my hiccup.
Yes, amen. That is good. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, amen. Praise God, Pastor. Amen, Pastor Sal.
Praise God. Well, I think to answer your question with me is, what is fear? It's the absence of faith.
Amen.
Faith.
My God.
I love it.
And of course, I'll piggyback off of what Apostle Cheney said.
Mm-hmm.
Job, he did declare, he said, the thing that he feared the most
upon him. Come on.
Fear and faith cannot operate at the same time.
They live in the same house.
Hallelujah. So when you don't have faith, more than likely, when a child of God is not operating in faith, they are in fear.
Yes.
And
yes.
So what we have to do is learn how to continue to operate in faith to dispel the fear that the enemy tried to put on.
Yes, that is awesome. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. Go ahead, Prophet. Amen.
Amen. To answer your question, fear is an emotional response induced by a perceived threat, which causes a change in our brain, change in our organs, and the way they function, as well as our behavior. It's a perceived threat. Like, you know, when you were younger, you were watching scary movies, Nightmare on Elm Street, The Shining, and that fear came from the television. Mm-hmm. You were sure they were in the house with you.
Couldn't even sleep that night.
Couldn't sleep. That's fear. It's a perceived threat. It's alone a belief that someone or something is threatening you or cause pain.
Mm.
In that, we run, hide, avoid, confrontation. Those are fears.
And it's a part of phobias, the things that we fear. Fear, there's a scripture, Psalm 27:1 of David, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Being afraid and being fearful. We can be afraid, but being a child of God, there ought not to be a fear.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lo, that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
yes.
I shall...
Fear no evil.
Evil.
Yes, come on now.
See, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Bishop, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Praise God.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm Bishop Lewis Jackson, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio. And I was having problems because I'm in the mountains on my way to a revival tonight.
Yes.
So I had to pull out my backup phone.
Amen.
And your ministry, sir.
Amen.
The name of the ministry is Unity Revival Experience. And what it's geared to is to the churches that have fallen away from the Word of God. And God instructed me to bring them back together according to Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
Amen. And Bishop Lewis Jackson, he's the jurisdictional bishop in the Midwest. And we honored him a part of the Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, blessings to you.
Amen.
I know the Dr. Cheney would ask you some questions pertaining to, we're talking about fear.
Amen. Amen, right. Bishop. We're talking about free from fear, praise the Lord. Amen. And we, praise God, we was talking about, what is fear? Can you just expound on that? What is fear and how do we define it?
If I could scream real loud, I would do it. Most of the time, when people get scared of something, that's what they do.
Amen.
But I want you to understand that there's a two types of fear that operate in our life. We have spiritual fear, and then we have a natural fear. The natural fear is good for common sense, because you're not going to stick your hand into a fire on the stove because you know it'll get burnt. If you're a bee, get into your car, you're going to throw it in park and jump out. That's your natural fear. But then you got that spiritual fear, with that spiritual demon of fear. And that joker is trying to destroy our faith. It attacks our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And when it goes after your faith, it tries to destroy everything that God is building up inside of you. And one thing you find out, wherever a spirit of fear is, he done brought something else. So he done brought one of his buddies along with him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Blessings.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for
continuing on, because we're doing a lot of commentary.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Amen. We praise God. We're going to praise. Just stay right there. We're going to still ask you some more questions. Amen. And the next one we're going to ask is, what truth about God gives you courage in the midst of fear? What's the truth about God? It gave you courage in the midst of fear.
That he is God.
Amen. Amen.
That's the greatest thing, that he is God. Once you understand that he's the Most High God, he is the one that created you. When I'm going through the trial that I was going through, I kept having to remind myself, God is who he say that he is. And watch this, he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
He's the Most High God. And so having that consciousness in the spirit assures me, no matter what I go through, many afflictions be of the saints of God, but he himself will deliver us from them all.
Yes.
Amen. Quoting from another transliteration. And so we have to understand that when we trust in God, the Bible say that when you put your, do not lean on the arm of the flesh, but when you put your trust in God, he will not cause you to be put to a shame.
Yes. Amen. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle Reed.
Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear,
come on,
but of power, love, and self-control.
Yes.
So to answer your question, what helps me is to know that God has given me the power to overcome.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Piggybacking on what Bishop said, whether it be natural or spiritual,
we
have the power to overcome.
Come on, come on now.
We have the power to go beyond people.
Mm.
We have the power to go beyond spiritual attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the power, at the other end of the scripture, it says self-control.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power to take control of oneself.
Come on.
That scripture is powerful, because it talks about he has not given us a fear again unto bondage. We're not slaves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we're not in bondage to slave, because he's our Abba. He's our Father.
Right.
And so we can boldly go before the throne of grace and see. And a lot of times people have fear because of sin.
Yes, that's good. Go ahead, Pastor. Yes, Pastor Sam.
Yeah, this is so beautiful. I'm reminded about a scripture that leave the audience we really need to take hold of.
Yes.
1 John 4 speaks about perfect love, cast out all fear.
Yes.
My God.
Perfect love. Mm. Perfect love. And when we grab hold of that, the revelation of that, it casteth out all fear, spiritually, carnally, whatever fear comes our way. When we understand the magnitude of God's love, the agape love, it sanctifies.
Yes, Lord.
It begins to drive out all manner of fear that comes our way.
Yeah.
I just wanted us to hear that.
That is so good.
That's awesome.
I want to say, those two scriptures go together.
Mm-hmm.
It says, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind.
Come on.
Now, the love he spoke of in that scripture, love, perfect love casts all fear. But then he talks about the power, power to overcome fear.
It's good.
And then the mind.
Power.
Like we said in the definition, it's a perceived threat. Someone or something that's going to cause you pain, that's fear. You run away from. You hide.
Yes.
You avoid. Avoid confrontation. And that's how the enemy gets us. He comes in with a confrontation against where you stand at.
Yes.
You pronounce, I'm standing on the word, and then the enemy comes.
Yes.
To confront you for where you stand.
Come on.
To test you.
Test you.
To see what you said you was going to stand on 1 John. You said you were going to stand on 2 Chronicles. You pronounce and declare, I'm standing on the word. And God's going to do it. And then the enemy comes and confronts you to bring fear, to defeat your faith. That's what it is.
And he's a shield to us, a lift over our heads.
Yes.
He's our shield and buckler. You wanted to say something, Bishop?
Go ahead, Bishop.
I was going to say, you know, the Bible also says, they that keep their mind
on
Jesus will be in perfect peace.
Yes.
I'm going to say this because I really believe, and God showed me this, so I'm going to say this. The reason why people live in fear is because they're actually being taught to live that way. In the pulpit.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. And I can say this because the word said it, but I'm a perfect person, and I'm not ashamed to say that, because how God's word says, be holy for I am holy. Be perfect for I am perfect. So he just told me that if my mind stayed on him, my peace is perfect. So if I grasp what God is saying in my mind and transfer it to my spirit, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Passed away. Behold, all things become new. If Jesus never said we could do it, then we wouldn't be able to do it.
Yes.
But he said we can be perfect. And I ain't talking about the flesh part of man. I'm just going back to the dust and the earth. But God has provided through his word and through the life of Christ that we can live perfect just like he did. And the one brother hit on it, and I was shouting in my car. He was talking about the love of Christ is what makes you
my God. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
People got the anointing mixed up. Because the anointing is his love. Jesus never done nothing for anybody. If love was never applied first.
That's right.
Everything that comes out of love is the attribute of what love is. And the love is what's destroying fear in our life. I heard somebody say earlier the scripture that yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I ain't gonna
fear no evil. Come on.
Okay. So if I ain't gonna fear no evil, listen to what I just said. Yea, do I walk through. God never intended for you to go through something and stay there and die.
Come on.
Come on now.
but his intent through his word said you can go through whatever it is. And then he said, my rod and my staff is going to comfort you. And his rod represents his authority, and the staff represents his direction. And if you go to Proverbs 3:5, if you trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy
own understanding,
but acknowledge him in all thy ways, his staff is going to direct you.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
Where you go. And the thing is, I thought, I remember about 20 years ago, somebody asked me a question, looking in my spirit. And they said, what would you do if God wasn't there? I said, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what I would do. Because I ain't experienced that yet. And I don't plan on it.
I know that's right.
When it started off, he was there. As I was going through it, he was there.
Come on.
And when I came to the end, he still was there.
Still was
regardless
there.
Of my outcome was.
Come on.
And that's what faith would do. The brother said it cast away all fear.
Yes.
All of it. Don't matter what it is. But God's word.
Amen, amen.
And destroy the works of the devil.
Come on, amen. Apostle Reed, you wanted to say?
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to agree with Apostle Cheney. He said something that stuck with me. I believe a lot of the fear is manufactured by us because of sin.
Yes, yes, yes.
We created the atmosphere for fear to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because we're walking in disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
If you had obeyed the first time, you wouldn't be going through what you're going through.
That's awesome, nigga. If you set your face towards God, when you set your face towards God, you develop relationship. You develop confidence because you cannot go in the presence of God and not for him to speak to you. Have patience.
Uh-huh.
It will bring you confidence because there's a lot of you out there are facing some dire things and some things that are realistic. And we're not telling you that these things cannot bring fear or, or pain or dread. What we're telling you, if you're in God, you have a strength that you can rely on, that you could lean upon, and you can draw from the spiritual plane. We're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And I'm just going to be transparent for a minute. You know, just because we experience fear doesn't mean we have to live with it. Amen.
That's right.
Now, it is sometime in all our life we have experienced some fear, but we don't have to allow the enemy to cause us to live with it. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I'm just being transparent. Sometimes, you know, when you have car accidents, you might have been in a car accident 1 year, then and a few years later, get in another car accident. Now, you know, it's time, once you get in that car accident, you experience some fear or some anxiety of driving. Amen. Mostly people do. They don't want to drive for a while, or they just don't want to get back on the road because of what happened. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I've experienced anxiety at one time. Amen. Driving. And I began to just say, Lord, you're going to have to take this from me. Amen. And then like it'll go away. Then the enemy will try to bring it back. And I tell the devil, oh, you got to get up out of here. I'm not going to live with this. Like I said, just because you experience it, doesn't mean you have to live with it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm just being transparent because we all at some time has experienced some fear. That didn't mean I didn't trust God. And God knows I trust him. But because of the fear of that accident I was in, the enemy tried to bring anxiety in my life. Amen. And driving. Praise the Lord.
But you had to rebuke it.
I had to rebuke it. Amen. And sometimes it'll try to come back. And I turn back around and say, God has not given me the spirit of fear. You have to be able to speak that word. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Then you put the word on
it. You have to put the word on it. Go ahead, prophet.
We want to fear less.
Yes.
That means that we're not going to encounter fear because we will, but we'll fear less.
Yes.
We won't
be
afraid when fear comes.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Kind of add in also. When these thoughts come, because that's what it is, it's perceived thoughts. Thoughts that haven't manifested yet.
Yes, yes, yes.
And as a believer, we are taught, should be taught to bring every thought down to the
captive to the obedience of Christ. Come on now.
That should be our platform when fear kind of springs up against our mindset, our mindset of as believers, we have to bring those thoughts, those fears.
Yes,
we have to catch hold of those fears.
Yes.
But also, I want to say this also. It's all about understanding the will of God for us.
Come on. Yes. Yes.
I'm reminded by Psalms 84 when it talks about God will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright.
Yes, yes.
When I take hold of that revelation that God is not willing to withhold any good thing from me as long as I walk towards him with a righteous heart, righteous spirit, hallelujah, that means that I can walk in wholeness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I can suffer no lack in my life.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
My children can be saved because why? The word of God.
Because it said, amen.
The Bible says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And so that's what I believe we have to stand hold. Okay.
Yes. And that is awesome because,
thank you,
you know,
Jesus.
Those that are listening, you got to understand God is a great God. how can we doubt the Father that created all things in existence? And that's the major thing. We have to put our minds upon Amen. God.
Amen.
He's the Most High God. He told Job, have you dealt with Leviathan? Who are you that, who are you, Job? Is the arm of God too short? The Bible says, whose report you shall believe?
Yes.
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? If he revealed who he is, the substance of his authority and power, that's created, he owns the cattle that's on a thousand hills.
Yes.
So there are those that are out there, when my next meal, baby, you don't have to worry about anything. I never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread.
Come on now.
If you trust in God, he'll break everything to come to your rescue. Only thing you have to do is have patience.
Have patience.
Like fear that. Is an objection, is a projection of things that could be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even real.
It's not even real.
It calls you to think upon it. And it hasn't even manifested itself yet. Well, suppose, what if? It might go this way. It might do this. So when that happens, you know, then you'll be out of sync.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. A while ago, I heard an acronym for fear, and it was false evidence appearing real.
That's so awesome.
That is so good. Amen.
Stick with us, Bishop Jackson. We're going to another episode.
Amen. Amen. I want to first to invite everyone to come out to the 15th annual conference, the Kingdom Summit, the Mind Heart of the Kingdom, with yours truly, Apostle America's Chaining. That is tomorrow, November the 4th, 2018, at 12 p.m. That's going to be at Pew and Heart Ministries, 8675 Lim Turner Road in Jacksonville, Florida, with Apostle LaTanya Turner. I want you to come out. Amen. It's going to be awesome. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want you to know that you can get rid of fear and anxiety by recognizing that God doesn't want us to be enslaved to our fears. Amen. And he is greater than they are. Amen. So we can also learn to avoid what causes us to fear and even laugh at our fear. Amen. Because God is always in control no matter what. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Love you until next week.
Praise
God. Well, stay tuned because we're coming on another segment.
Okay. And you be blessed. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Chaney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.